91.1 WEM. This is DJ Teef here. I'm also here with my co-host.
What's up? It's Vail.
And today, let's get into something. Let's just get into something that's been on my mind for a minute. Now, Teef, we both know it's no stranger. I think everybody knows. It's probably like common knowledge in the Teef lore that you like Sonic. I feel like everybody like that even knows of you knows you like Sonic. So how do you... All right, let's... So basically, I'm trying to get it as people getting judged for liking their own things. Like, say, you know me, I like Pokemon. You like Sonic. You like Yu Yu Hakusho, which is mid. It's but you know, mid. That show is mid.
No, it's not.
It's mid.
You just whack.
Hunter x Hunter better.
No, it's not.
It literally is.
Hunter x Hunter is not better.
Hunter x Hunter is way better than
Yu Yu Hakusho. And I've seen both. And guess what?
I've seen both too.
And I forgot one of them. And it wasn't Yu Yu Hakusho.
Well, I can tell you were right now.
After what's it called? The Hunter exams. Trials or whatever. Yeah, the exams. It falls off.
You tripping.
I'm not tripping.
Hunter, you don't exams know ball
carry, bro.
You don't know ball.
Hunter exams carry. I can't be the only person that thinks this.
That you're the only person that thinks this. The best arc is literally the Phantom Troop arc, such the York New City arc.
Fell off.
You tripping.
Mid.
You don't know ball.
Yu Yu Hakusho better though.
It's not.
Yu Yu Hakusho probably a top three anime.
No, it is not.
It's a good anime.
It is. It's
but
good.
Anyway,
it's solid, but it's not top.
It's not solid. It's great.
It's mid. Definition. It's not bad, but I mean, it's not great.
It's not mid, bro.
It's mid.
How's it mid?
It's just not all that. And it's not even because it's an old anime. It's just like
better than Pokemon too. Pokemon is just a bunch of crap.
Okay, that's Pokemon though. You can't really judge Pokemon. It's
I
like
can't judge Pokemon.
It's 16 series.
I can judge whatever I want to judge.
Peak Pokemon is better than Peak Yu Yu Hakusho.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yu Yu Hakusho not better than Dragon Ball. It's not better than Naruto.
You just basic.
It's not. I'm basic.
Average. Average takes.
Okay, well, this is if this is common knowledge, then you can't disagree. It's no better than Dragon Ball Z.
Yu Yu Hakusho better.
It's not better than My Hero Academia.
Everything better than My Hero Academia.
Tripping. My Hero is good. Top 10.
No.
Yes.
The fans make it terrible.
That don't got nothing to do with the anime.
Everything to do with
that has nothing to do with the anime.
It does.
Has no control. Anime has no control over that. It's still a great anime.
Don't matter.
You talking. You don't believe. I don't think you believe half the things you say
to you. You talking about anime to the wrong person.
Yeah, I know, because you don't know ball.
Because I don't watch that nerd crap.
You like Sonic.
I watch everything. I'm not one person that just says.
I'm not into that nerd.
I'm going to sit down and just watch anime style shows. Like, I watch everything that's good. If it's good, I'm going
to
watch it.
I'm not into nerd stuff. Wear Sonic every day. Love Sonic to death.
I don't have a single Sonic clothing item. I only have socks. I wore them like once this whole school year.
You love Sonic, bro. The way you love Sonic is how people love anime.
Not really.
Yes, it is. It's the exact same way.
I don't obsess over anything at all, for real.
You do?
No, I don't.
Well, to be fair, you don't speak on it because Sonic is not like, it's not as.
I like a bunch of things. I like Ninja Turtles. I like Spider-Man. I don't speak on none of that for real.
It depends. If it's most of the time, it's not the right time.
I don't just bring it up. Like, you wouldn't know unless you like see something with me on or something like that.
Yeah. Or if they follow you. You follow Teef, you will see, oh my God, he really loves Sonic.
No, you
will. You will literally see everything. You
will
you
see
love.
More
Spider-Man. You will see Yu Yu Hakusho, Spider-Man, and Sonic on there.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, you would. Spider-Man is literally your profile picture.
You see Spider-Man on there more than anything, but Yu Yu Hakusho and Sonic, nah.
Yu Yu Hakusho is literally one of your highlight photos.
It's a highlight photo, but that don't mean nothing. People be wearing Purple Rain shirts for no reason. They don't know a single Prince song.
They Purple Rain.
They don't even know.
Nah, man. But you literally just be chatting. It literally just depends, though. Sometimes.
So you saying since I got a highlight with the a Mario picture on it, I like Mario.
You like Nintendo, don't you?
A little bit.
It's like, not Mario. It's Nintendo. Not Mario. It's Nintendo. It's essentially Nintendo.
No, that's not how it's works.
Yes, it is. You love Smash Bros, don't you?
Mario. Mario, not the face of Smash Bros.
He's low
Kirby.
Is.
No, it's Kirby.
It's literally Mario.
That's Kirby, bro.
It's literally Mario.
When I think of Smash Bros, I think of Kirby.
When I think of Smash Bros, I think of
Kirby's
Mario.
Kirby's the MC, bro.
Do you think, okay, Smash Bros and Nintendo. It goes hand in hand. Smash Bros, Nintendo, you know what goes into both of them? Mario.
Okay, but that don't mean I like Mario.
Do you?
I mean, he's cool, but I think he's overrated.
How many times have you played Mario Odyssey?
Like once or twice.
Did you like the game?
And that game is super short and it's easy, so it's not that great.
You lying.
Legend of Zelda's great, though.
Zelda's good. I love Zelda.
Breath of the Wild's a good game, but Odyssey ain't that cool. It's just an easy game. It's light.
Do you love Tearless?
Yeah.
How much do you love Tier List?
7 out of 10.
Would you recommend it to the average person?
You said what?
Would you recommend it to the average person?
No.
Why not?
Because they can't rank for real. People don't know how to rank for real. People be putting whatever they want to put in. Why is this a question? This is very obvious.
I'm trying to.
Remember that time when the tier list first came out and everybody and their mama wanted to do a tier list? And people were like, your list is trash, Teeth. They'll go to somebody else's list. This is worse.
I do remember that. People don't know, but I influenced you to do the tier list. We was sitting in class. I was like, Cash brought it up. He was like, tier list with Teeth. And then, you know, after that, you got scrutinized. Because at first it was the Pixar. Then it was the foods. Then it was the rappers.
I haven't got scrutinized in a minute, though.
Yeah, people have cooled off on you. I think your opinions started to be more common now.
I think my opinions are just common sense, especially with, like, all of them were correct.
So you think...
If you take what I said into account, you're going to definitely agree all of them are correct. People be too biased.
So are you of the opinion that, you know, your opinion is not an opinion, but it is fact?
It's mostly a fact.
Okay. So how do you feel about people disagreeing with you?
I can't handle disagreement. But, like, you better have a good reason to disagree. You can't just disagree and be like, oh, well, because of this. Like, for the Pixar tier list, of course, people was like, Cars number one. Are you seriously putting that movie over, like, 5 other good Pixar movies?
I'm not putting the Cars.
What does Cars have over, like, Incredibles?
That's a good question. But to be fair, Incredibles is one of the better Pixar movies.
That's people are saying Cars number one.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to pick your brain, Teeth. Now, you see me, I love Pixar. WALL-E, one of my favorite movies of all time. I love WALL-E. Best Pixar movie of all time.
I don't know about all that.
It definitely is.
I can respect it, but...
You don't want to get into it, bro.
The basic take, but...
I can respect it. Basic?
That's a very basic
take. It's not basic.
People say WALL-E...
Some people haven't even seen WALL-E.
That's on them, but every time I hear Best Pixar movies, either WALL-E or Up.
It's lit. Up!
People say Up a lot. People say Up all the time.
I don't know why. Up is literally not that good.
It's good, but like, we watching it. Yeah, the first couple minutes, Terry. The rest of the story is cool. Towards the end, it's just like, I don't know. But it's not trash. It's definitely like top, I'd say like top 6, top 7.
I got it. It's top 15. I don't know about
top 15.
Top 15, and it's in like the 15 to 10 area. I don't think Up is really all that. Like, it's a solid movie, but like, after like the first 8 minutes, you forget what happened in the whole movie.
People always say Up the best Pixar movie.
Literally just for that 8 minutes.
Yeah, people say that a lot though.
I don't think it's all that. People think it's like
a favorite
first
for real. But if I was to choose, it's like two or three to choose for real.
It would be my top 3 would be WALL-E.
I'll pick up Incredibles or probably Monsters Inc. Not gonna lie.
Inc. Yeah, Monsters Inc. is hecky underrated. Inc. I say WALL-E. I think Toy Story 2 is, or 1. 1 or 2 is up there for sure. They're damn near irreplaceable for me. You can really. One of them is like the whole trilogy is good. The fourth one's alright.
I don't like to count them by themselves for real.
Yeah,
there's too many of them.
It just feels so well just together.
They think they get a whole 5, bro. I was like, after 3 was cool. I can understand 4. What else do y'all need, bro?
Yeah, I thought that everything
like
was
they
already
broke
set
up in 4. What's going on? Cash grab.
Set, like, literally, it's
Pixar.
For,
y'all are Pixar. Work.
It's for toys, bro. Pixar is literally just for toys, especially Toy Story. Honestly, I feel like that's how they made it all in all. But like, this actually was pretty good. We could probably just keep going. And it's kind of hard. They made it work too, because it's like, how do you make new toys of something that's already existed? And it made it work. But yeah, my top 3 would probably definitely be WALL-E. I throw Toy Story, the first one in there. Yeah, I think it was really cool. The Woody transition. What's my 3rd one? Underrated one is Inside Out.
Inside Out is terribly underrated.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think it just got lost
when
in time.
When did Inside Out come out? Like 2010s?
Like yeah, it was in 10s. It was like 2017, 2016.
It was that late?
Yeah, it was one or no.
Well, it came out 20. That's like the only really good one.
It was like, yeah, like the later 10s. It was one. It definitely picked
like, that's
up.
That's like the only actual like good one from the later or from 2010s.
Yeah, because after that it was.
Everything else is like either.
It came out in 2015.
It's in the middle. It's right in the middle. Ain't that bad. Yeah, that's like the only actual like really like.
That was tolerable. Like you can, I actually sat and watch that movie. I was like, this is pretty good.
I mean, all the other ones in 2010, they've been good. Yeah, but they don't hit.
They
don't have like no lesson. They don't have like no crazy concept or nothing. Like it's not artful. It's just like.
It's just there. It's literally just Pixar evolved into like a cash grab.
It's like Sony animation movies.
Yeah.
Minus Spider-Verse with like.
Spider-Verse
less
so
bad jokes. And better animation, bro. Like, this is a glorified Sony animation film. That would be nowadays.
Yeah, but like most of the, I'd say like after like, I want to say after Inside Out, kind of somewhat, like the Pixar movie started like fall down a little bit. But like, it's definitely some like stinkers, like in like The Good Dinosaur.
Oh my god,
Brave.
I forget Brave exists, bro.
I do too, man.
I watched Brave like 2-3 weeks ago.
Willingly?
Nah. I went and put it on. That was not on me.
I was gonna say nobody watched
Brave. I'm like, I do not wanna watch this, bro.
Brave is just, it's so boring, dog. And it's like, I like what they was going for with like a female lead, cause I think it was like one of the first.
Yeah, but they don't, bro, this is an issue. I don't have an issue with female leads, but why every time there's a female lead, most of the time they butcher the movie, bro.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like we said that before, but like
we did, like we said that with Isaiah.
Yeah, it was like they just
months ago. It was like, yeah, they butcher every time.
They just, bro,
most cases
it has like a theme and it just force it down your throat. And it's like, bro, we get it. Like it's ain't that same thing.
Not for like the Disney movie. Not for like the Disney.
Yeah, Disney, the Pixar movie, the Princess movie does a good job.
They don't. Yeah,
they actually know how to like build a character. Good example
of like Cinderella, the Brandy edition.
Cinderella.
They did good in that one.
Princess and the Frog. I forgot her name. I always forget the names.
Tiana. Yeah, they did fantastic on that lead.
Yeah, Princess.
But like
the Frog.
Every other time, as a lead, is like they ruin it. Like, how did you kind of butcher Black Widow? No, not even Black Widow for real.
Captain Marvel.
Black Widow wasn't even butchered by the character. It was just butchered by like
that was just production.
CGI, yeah.
And well, part of that was COVID. So
yeah, I can't even blame them for real. Nah. Captain Marvel had no excuses.
Yeah, it had none.
Like, I don't think that's not even on them though.
That's really it is on them. Now,
people hate Brie Larson for that. It's not
Brie Larson's fault. Brie
it's,
Larson,
it's the writers, bro.
Brie, if you've seen Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, you know Brie Larson is a good actor.
She's a good actor.
She
can act, bro.
It's what she was.
She
handed.
Plays the character the right way. Yeah, in the other movies too. In her movie, she just had.
She's
like,
a good character in her in every other movie. Like yeah, even like literally Captain Marvel in any other movie but her own movie.
She's actually a pretty.
She's a good character.
Like, even in Endgame, she was pretty good.
And she was in there for like, she had like 5 minutes of screen time.
Not even that, bro. She was 2 minutes.
She came in, wrecked stuff, and then left. And that's all. That's all she had to do. That's literally all she had to do.
But nah, for Captain Marvel, I don't.
It was no excuse for that.
It's like, I don't know. There was like no character where
it just didn't. It didn't feel right. But I mean, they kind of like Black Widow was a good. I feel like Black Widow was a good character.
It was good writing and stuff. It was just bad production.
Yeah, that was just like bad production.
COVID though, and kind of rushed it out. So
it was just, I can't blame them for everything. Just wasn't working out for them.
Same for no, bro. No Way Home could have been somewhat better. Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
like, it's not even.
It's not bad.
Let's get it right. It's
already a 10 out of 10.
Already one of the best. Yes,
but it could have been way better,
bro.
Like, man, I said that before. I was like, bro, like when it came out, because it had like a billion like first week box office. I was like, bro, if we wasn't in a pandemic, this would have been like,
that would have been the number one movie
that ever, dog. And you gotta think about it, bro. It's Spider-Man. This was like we knew, you know, it was gonna be all of them in there. Like, bro, before we knew like everything was gonna be happening, everything crazy. Like, dog, it just popped off. And that's like a really like, and that's kind of goes into people like saying like the MCU is ruining like movies now, and I just don't get it. Like, I feel like
I don't see that either. But it's not the MCU fault.
I feel like it's just everybody else.
Yes, anything for the
like you can't be mad at them.
Proof of that being false is Avatar. Avatar literally did good in theaters.
Like, also Batman.
Batman did good in theaters. Puss in Boots did good in theaters.
Puss in Boots is
a good movie. That's
a good movie.
Just because being in 2000 no more, we ain't making them weak chick flicks or them weak rom coms no more. That would sell a lot back then.
Yeah,
I remember I see a lot of 2000 movies. They're always either rom coms or like, what's it called?
Comedies.
Yeah, like comedies or
sitcoms.
Sort.
Like, oh, like teens movies basically.
Yeah, like that. Like, it's always something. It's not good.
It just wasn't hitting like that.
You can watch it for nostalgia.
Yeah, like if it's your enjoyment, you know.
But like, it's not gonna hit for real.
Yeah,
like, it's not a great story. It's not a great character. It's just
MCU. I feel like the MCU,
it's like everyday life just put on screen.
It's just like, yeah, regular business.
Like, you gotta entertain, bro.
And like the MCU does like a great job. I feel like it may be biased, but like the MCU does a great job at telling a story, having good characters, world building, especially that. They've done a great job at building, you know, like D tier like superheroes, like the Guardians of the Galaxy, into like
pretty much F, bro.
Yeah, nobody knew the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I didn't know them at all.
And then they get a movie. They're one of the most known. Some people say Guardians of the Galaxy is the best Marvel movie ever. I don't agree. But like, it's a good movie. But like, that's what the MCU does, and that's what they can do. Like,
yeah, Iron Man like a C tier.
Yeah, Iron Man was like not that, like,
he's like an S right
the
now.
Essential Marvel superheroes before the MCU. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Hulk,
Wolverine,
and basically the X-Men was more known than like they was more respected than like the Avengers for the MCU. Then the MCU come, Iron Man goes up, Captain America goes up, Thor was kind of, he was already there, but like he went up too. The Avengers came out, they started going, and it just, the wheels started rolling.
Yeah, it's not even, it's not the MCU fault that
they're succeeding.
Yeah, exactly, like bro, y'all have the, I don't know. All people say that, bro. That's just hate.
They literally just hate. I feel like they just hate.
Like I understand, like they make the most movies, and you see them mostly.
Yeah, they have a formula, but
like,
I mean,
you see
like
them like every like you like 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah, they may take over the box office, but I mean, like that's not their fault.
I'm like, it's not. But you can make good movies and sales. You can,
Like,
Avatar sold better than, and I think that sold best last year.
Yeah, I think that was the best. So,
and bro, Puss in Boots, like the animated films aren't even falling off for real.
Yeah, the animated films are still good.
I understand that, like you know, kids want to see it, but like. Kids aren't the ones going to the theater on themselves.
Yeah, like, they going with like adults or like or brother, father, like siblings.
There's no excuse for the sales. Just make better movies.
Yeah, like it's not even. And I can say this like MCU, like a big case. Like the only case you could say like the MCU ruling films is like maybe not even like DC. They tried to copy like the MCU formula and it just didn't work.
It's on DC.
Yeah, that's just on DC.
DC was just trying to rush it.
And it's like you can't even say that because like films, like you said, animated films, like Into the Spider-Verse. Easily one of the best movies that has dropped in recent, like, I'll say.
Like, what? How?
Like it was like, that movie came out like 2018.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Yes. And that is like, bro, one of the best movies dropped in like 5 years. Honestly, one of the best movies of the 2010s, in my opinion. And it's like, it didn't copy the MCU formula. It had Spider-Man, but like, it wasn't like MCU related. Like, it was just its own story, build up Miles. And now they have, honestly, a good world building foundation going on with the Spider-Verse.
I just feel like, bro, it's not everybody else though. Like that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so
just make a good movie. That's all you have to do is make good movies.
It's literally
stop
not
trying
that
to
hard.
Copy the formula. Like every other action movie, want to copy the formula with the jokes and stuff. Just bro,
yeah, you ain't got to be funny.
You make, bro.
Like you don't have to be funny.
Like, make this stuff the way you vision it. Maybe we'll like it. Maybe we won't. It's kind of weird watching a action movie and they doing like all this MCU type stuff.
And
like,
they making
MCU movie. Like, what's going on?
Like it's weird. Like you just got to stick to your. You had literally have to stick to your game. Like the MCU, we know what they are: action, comedy, story building. It may the jokes may not be as funny, but like. It's what they're known for.
They got to hold back on the jokes sometimes, though.
Yeah, it's sometimes, like Thor Love and Thunder, I was like.
That was too
much. Yeah,
Ant-Man was, I liked Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was cool.
That one joke.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Cassie, bro, like, that's, why y'all keep repeating that?
It was just kind of,
weak. It was like, come on.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's just MCU just realizing that they're starting to appeal to, like, the younger audience.
I mean, it is Ant-Man, though.
So yeah. I did the same thing with Ant-Man, too.
I walked into Ant-Man, I expect a mad amount of jokes, but it was like. Well, no, it's King, though. It's going to be serious. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
This is an Ant-Man movie. Have you seen the first two?
Yeah, exactly.
It's nonstop trolling. It's not finna be serious, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, I would say that has been the most serious one. Because that was like that was one of the highest stakes. Because I mean, it's Kang.
But like, there was gonna be some slip ins in there.
Yeah, there was some slips. But I mean, most of the time, if Kang is like on the screen, it's not.
It was like no trolling.
No monkey business, bro. They was straight action.
He was going for blood. Then
yeah,
bro.
He was going crazy.
Like, where are you? Where my daughter? He was not joking around.
Nah, and man, he also got that treatment of, you know, a not very known superhero like coming up.
I did not know Ant-Man at all until that.
I'm trying to think. I didn't know a lot about Ant-Man. I knew of Ant-Man.
I didn't know Ant-Man. I didn't know Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't really know Captain Marvel either.
I didn't know Doctor Strange like that, honestly.
Bro.
I was really
all I knew back when I was like a kid was like the Avengers.
Obviously, yeah, Avengers.
I knew like half the X-Men, that's it.
Like, you know Wolverine, like Wolverine, you know the X-Men more. Bro, Colossus, Cyclops, Storm, bro.
What's that one blue girl named Mystique?
Mystique, Nightcrawler. Like, yeah, dog, Magneto. Like, you know all these dudes. You know everybody, but like you couldn't
Professor
list up
X.
How you ever Professor X, yeah.
If you want to count Deadpool, I know who Deadpool was when I was younger.
Deadpool was essentially X-Men, I would say.
Yeah, he pretty much.
He's a mutant. Yeah, yeah, X-Men. His movies also, like, they kind of follow the formula, but, like, they don't at the same time, and they're still kind of cool. Like, X-Men, I mean, not X-Men. I mean, even some of the X-Men movies, like, before the Marvel formula even came out, like, they was still doing good.
Yeah, X-Men, like, before MCU drop was actually pretty good.
Yeah, like.
Went around with Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man,
Tobey Maguire. Yeah, like, that era was pretty.
But after, bro, if I didn't see Wolverine in the X-Men movie, I was not watching that.
Nah. Yeah, Wolverine.
Every X-Men movie without Wolverine is pretty bad.
It's, yeah. First Class.
Mid.
Yeah, it's mid. Usually.
First Class was mid.
First Class? I think First Class is pretty good. I think it's good. I mean, it's cool, though. It really depends on what you prefer. Like the most of the movies with most of the movies were like, I think once Quicksilver came in.
Yeah.
Quicksilver like brought him back up, I'd say. Like they just needed that like appeal, audience appeal. And yeah, him,
X-Men, they finna be putting the MCU now, so it's wraps.
That's that hey, that was a great move. MCU got they bought Fox, they got X-Men, Fantastic Four back, Deadpool. Deadpool, I think
you need to get Spider-Man, bro.
Huge Sony's not giving up Spider-Man, bro. I don't. Man. That's the that might be the one character they not getting back.
They're gonna get him back. I can kind of blame Sony though. Come like, cause Sony be playing around with, yeah. Like, they be playing with the villains too much. Like they be trying to make villains a little film. Like Venom was cool. The villain
Venom, yeah, both the Venom
one and
cool,
two was opinion. Funny and cool.
I thought Carnage was pretty good.
It was
actually
a new take. I like Carnage.
I was like
a few plot holes in it, but yeah, I was like,
I was like Carnage. Carnage was doing Carnage stuff.
Like Morbius.
Yeah, Morbius was trash.
And they want to make like other movies.
They want to make a Kraven movie.
I'm not watching no Kraven movie.
I'm not watching no Kraven movie.
Trying to make movies about characters, but like, we don't really.
It
know.
Just
like,
don't
Venom,
work.
Venom work. We know Venom.
Yeah, we know Venom.
Everybody want to see a Venom movie. Everybody wants to see Venom on the screen.
Yeah, everybody loves.
We haven't saw Venom on the screen since 2007 with Spider-Man 3.
07.
Something like that. 07 or 08.
Yeah,
bro. Nobody wants to see Morbius. My mom was like, who's in this theater? She was like, oh, I look good. It was Morbius on the screen. I'm like, I'm not going to that.
And Morbius
comes
out.
Everybody, this is trash.
It's bad. It's
I'm like,
Morbius.
I'm not seeing it. I still haven't seen it. It was on Netflix. I still haven't seen it.
I'm not watching
that
movie.
I'm like, dang.
It just looked bad. I'm like, dog. At first, it's like,
I want to see this. When you see it wrong, but like,
when you see the teaser, it's like, oh, this kind of look kind of cool. Then you just get into it, and it's just like, bro. As the trailers kept dropping, it's like, dog.
Now, the issue with Morbius was like, on the internet, people was like, you know how the internet is.
Yeah.
It's always 50-50 or something like that with movies. Like for Ant-Man, people was like, this movie treasure, this movie good, this good. Go
yeah, Ant-Man got mixed reviews.
So I'm like, if
cool.
I see somebody, enough people saying it's good, I'm going to go try to see it and see if I like it. I didn't see a single person.
You say Morbius is good.
I didn't see a single a person on a Morbius post say this movie is good.
Like even when you see like Venom, you would be like, you see like posts like, hey, this is actually kind of, yeah. It's actually kind of good. It's actually kind
of
cool.
The internet is full of millions, if not billions of people. Every day. People be on the internet all in a row every single day. You mean to tell me I ain't seen a single comment under that post that says this movie is good, check it out.
Bro.
That's not okay.
It's not good at all.
So everybody's saying it's Morbin time. That's obviously mockery. That's obviously mockery.
Yeah, that's not.
So I'm like, I'm not finna see that.
The movie just, it just wasn't, it just can't work. And it's just that, that's the problem with Sony. They just, they gotta realize they can't do much without Spider-Man.
Literally.
They either have to give him up. Or they have to come to terms with Marvel and be like, okay.
This is like, team up with Marvel, do y'all Miles Morales stuff, but team up with Marvel.
Like, y'all can have, like, y'all can keep the Miles stuff. Like, they don't even need, like, the IRL stuff. They just need the animated movies.
They can
make a whole Gwen movie by herself, and it could probably sell, honestly, pretty good. They just need to understand the MCU has done, the Sony has had two tries with Spider-Man, and the first one was cool.
Two was good.
Yeah, Merch's first one was good.
Second one was
Andrew was not that good.
I can't even, bro.
Some of it's not on him, but like
that's another case of just bad writing. People always like to blame the character. That's the issue.
It's not the actor.
Y'all be getting mad at these actors like they're trash actors. You can tell who the trash actor or not.
Yeah,
I can see acting. I'm like, that's terrible.
Like I can say, you know, I think
I don't know any bad actors off rip.
I won't say bad, but I don't think Tobey Maguire's like all that in acting. I think it's cool.
He's for Spider-Man, the way he was written, though.
He was cool. Yeah, he was a good.
Toby can act, but like,
he was a good Spider-Man. He's just not a good, like,
I think
Peter
when
Parker.
It comes to, like, his other movies, though, like,
it's way better.
The Spider-Man stuff ruins it because, like, you think
you see Spider-Man.
I mean, he can act, bro. Like, in Great Gatsby, he was good.
Yeah.
In some other movie I saw, I remember the name of it, but it was, like, a really good movie. And he acted great in there. Like, he has range. He can act, but
yeah, it's wide variety. I think all the Spider-Man's got like good like range, especially like Andrew. I think Andrew might be the best actor. Like pure actor, he's probably like
the best actor
out of them three.
Cause what else has Tom even been in for real? Like
a good film? I can't think of a good film. I know he was in Uncharted. That's another thing. Video game, bro. All right, let's switch it up real quick. MCU.
I'm gonna talk about Uncharted for real quick. You can go into the video game movies. But bro, I saw Uncharted in theater with my girlfriend. Like, every time I bring up like movies we've seen in theaters, I'm like, yeah, we saw this one. She's like, no, we didn't. I'm like,
yes, we did.
Bro, that's the only movie we just walked in and saw. Like, we didn't pay for no tickets online. We walked in, gave them money, got the physical ticket, like the little receipt, and went inside. That movie, I forgot everything.
It
all I remember was Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland.
fooling around.
And it's like they had a good cast too. It just didn't work.
It didn't work for like the characters though. Tom Holland was too young to play
Drake.
Yeah, Nathan Drake. He was way too young, bro.
Yeah, but like
I get probably like a young Nathan Drake, but bro, Nathan Drake's like what, 6 foot?
Yeah, he's like he's 6 foot. Like
late 20s.
Like Tom just looked too young, and Tom was like
he's like a 20-year-old in that movie.
Yeah,
like, Tom didn't fit. It's just like you. It's like the Tom Holland memes. You're like this movie, and then like I mean, it's like the meme cast, and you're like,
oh yeah,
this main character Tom Holland, like, and it doesn't fit.
It just doesn't fit.
That was it, bro. It's like, why did you choose Tom?
Nah, like, but
you're trying to get money off his name.
Tom is a good actor, but yeah, I think Spider-Man is definitely like boosting him up like a lot, especially Civil War. But video game movies in general just usually don't work. They just not written good. The one exception, the two Sonic. Exceptions is Sonic.
Sonic
1 and 2 is good. And I'll
Mario,
say
Mario finna be good.
I hope Mario's
Mario
good.
Finna be good.
Mario has a great cast.
I mean, I don't know though, because it's Illumination. I'm so iffy on Illumination, bro.
Minions. I mean, Rise of Gru. I ain't gonna lie. Rise of Gru was kind of cool. But like everything else is like I just
everything. I don't blame everything you. Everything else ain't bad. I would say Sing is
it's cool. Mid.
But Sing is carried by it's Sing, carried by the
music, bro. Literally.
It's carried by the covers, yeah.
But like everything else is just it's like it's not bad production. But
Sing
like,
1 is mid, but Sing 2 is actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah,
like, I'll actually sit down and watch that.
You can't. It's just you can't trust
Illumination. Not like the best. Like
it's not. It's
the best.
It's literally Sony. No, not Sony. What's the other one I'm thinking of? Illuminate
DreamWorks.
It's DreamWorks.
Pixar, DreamWorks. I'll put Illumination over Sony. Sony only is literally carried by Spider-Man. Illumination got like a few good movies.
But I mean like that one carry is like
it's heavy.
It's amazing.
It's not heavy enough, bro. Like every other movie they have right now is bad. Like
solid.
The last good movie they had before Spider-Verse was I think Transylvania 1.
Yeah, Transylvania
2 was cool too, but they have like 4 of those now.
It was like, he has like 4 of them.
Why you got
like
4 of these?
It's no reason. Sometimes
before that it was like Open Season went hard.
Open Season was good.
I can't even play Open Season well. But the thing with Sony is that they had good franchises, bro.
Yeah, they have great ones. They just don't know how
they
to
give
finish.
You out a sequel. Okay, the sequel's cool. Then give like 3 or 4 more movies. Like we don't need
Cloudy had a chance with me balls too. I like
that's cool.
But like, what? Like, bro, it's some cool one. But then they got some stinkers like the Emoji Movie, and then Smurfs. Oh it's like
Smurfs was a stinker.
And then they got like 2 of them. They have too many. The Angry Birds movie was kind of cool. Though, I ain't gonna lie, I like the Angry Birds movie.
Yeah, they good. But when they hit, they usually like mid or just like B.
Yeah,
they okay.
Like both the Cloudy Chasing Meatballs are kind of cool. I ain't like the second one that much, but like it was cool. Surf's Up. Bro,
underrated.
Surf's Up is so underrated. That movie is so good, dog. I could talk about Surf's Up for a minute, bro. But yeah, Sony like has like a lot of stuff. Oh my god, I forgot they had that Men in Black International movie. That movie should have been good. It was no reason.
Yeah, it didn't hit the same.
I'm tired of these great casting movies having being bad or just terribly rated.
That's how they do it though. They be like they like just cast 2 good actors or 2 like
they got
the Men in Black movie is literally the 2 leads for
Ragnarok. Tessa Thompson and
it's like
in Still War. I forgot
you know they plan it out. It's like okay, let's get these 2.
Like it worked.
They'll give us money.
They got good chemistry, but like the movie should not have been bad.
Movie wasn't bad. I don't even remember that movie, bro.
It wasn't good, bro. But what else? Pixar got just great. I don't even think Pixar's. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Pixar casting kind of like you don't know most
casting. You don't know anybody.
You don't know
bro.
Most of them, but they'll still like kill.
You won't even know them unless like you like
and unless you've seen the movie and you like.
Oh, I know that Ellen DeGeneres plays Dory. That's about it.
I didn't know
Samuel Jackson is Frozen. That's it.
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't know
nobody else. Literally,
I don't know anybody. That one dude from Loki, the blonde dude, he plays McQueen. I forgot his name. Owen Wilson, I think.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he plays him, but I don't know nobody else. Like, you know, oh, never mind. Tom Hanks is Woody. I know, okay, you know a few.
It's a few. You don't know a few, but like most of the cast, you don't know.
Okay, most of the cast in a movie, a Pixar movie would have like one good actor in the cast. Like, you, like, for real, you know.
Everybody else
is like sleepers. Let me look up this cast of Toy Story real quick.
Yeah, go to Toy Story. I'm going to go, I can't even say it. Like, a great example also is like, I may be boosting, but like Wall-E, I don't think you'll know
a single voice actor from Wall-E, bro.
But it's still a great movie. Like it's literally just all about writing.
Yeah, from Toy Story, all you got is really Tom Hanks and Tim Allen. Like, I'm not saying these actors are bad if you don't know, but we don't know them.
Like, you don't know them as someone like them. Robert Downey Jr. Like, you see Robert Downey Jr. or Tom Holland, and you be like, oh, that's Robert Downey Jr. or Tom Holland. And you see these people, and you're like, oh. Like, if you've seen them on the street,
you won't know that person.
Yeah. I remember that one video. He was like, J. Cole. He's like, oh, my bad. I thought you was J. Cole. And it was actually J. Cole.
Like, bro, like, yeah, for Pixar definitely cast the...
They're weird. Weakest, I think weird.
Like,
weird.
They have a formula, obviously. They feel like they have, like, two... Probably one or two actual, like, well-known people with the voice.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Like, you don't know nobody else.
Like, for DreamWorks, actually cast cats. Like,
yeah, DreamWorks cast
great, and they make good movies.
That's like, they're in the mix. Middle. They're, yeah.
They, I can name, like, most of the cast for, like, most of the movies, probably.
They in a great middle. Like, Illumination, they kind of in there, too.
A little bit. Not crazy, like, though. They got, like, with Steve Carell.
Yeah, they got some hitters. Like, Kung Fu Panda is probably, like, the biggest example of, like, great casting.
I know everybody, bro. I remember behind the scenes on the DVD when I was a kid. I'm like, wait a minute. I know all these people.
I'm like, Jack Black.
What's
Jackie Chan, bro. It's Seth Rogen, bro. It's, like, a lot. It's literally a whole squad behind Kung Fu Panda, bro. Angelina Jolie. Mark, bro.
Bro, it's a whole squad behind Shrek, too, bro.
Yes, bro. Behind everybody, dog.
It was not playing with Shrek, bro.
Bro, DreamWorks don't play about casting. They don't play about the casting, bro. They do a great.
Playing with Shrek, bro.
Shrek is also, yeah, Shrek is so. I think Shrek might go down one of the most underrated movies, animation-wise.
Like, I don't think it's underrated, bro.
I think so.
I think it's being forgotten because it's been like 20 years.
Yeah, it's
like
going to get lost in time.
Yeah. Like, when I was in like middle school, people were still talking about it. It was a meme, bro. It was a meme for respect.
Shrek, yeah.
It wasn't like he was mocking it. It was like, dang. It's so great.
2001, bro. 22. It's old, bro. Dang.
It's older than us. Like, way older.
Literally, bro. 20, oh, my God. Rise of the Guardians. Bro, this movie was good. This movie is slept on. I love Rise of the Guardians.
It's good. It's slept on, like, heavily.
I was like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't know. I was so confused watching this movie, but then I watched it again. I was like, hold on.
It's a movie that you gotta understand if you get older.
Yeah, once you get older,
younger, you might not even like the movie.
I was like,
you're like, okay.
I was like, bro, who? I was like, who's this yellow dude? I was like, oh, that's it, man.
It'd be too complex, bro. Like, some of these movies be hidden, but they be just too complex for younger kids.
Some movies are just like a younger audience would not get. Like Megamind. If you a kid, you're not finna
really understand Megamind for real.
Once you get older, you like, dang. Like, I feel that. Like,
Megamind is, like, probably, like, it's definitely, like, top five DreamWorks, bro.
That's definitely so Pixar's.
I think Megamind probably, like, the most underrated animated movie ever, bro. Like,
it might
be. People look at Megamind, like, oh,
it's the most underrated
stupid comedy, bro.
It's the most underrated masterpiece, I would say, from an animation movie.
Like,
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that movie, personally. I think that's just a great movie.
Nah, that villain was a simp. That's crazy.
He was, bro.
This is most of you guys. Like, this is most of y'all.
Hold on, I'm him. Nah,
no. Is this me for real? You gonna destroy the world because of him saying no?
Oh, he just like me. Nah, people can't handle rejection, bro.
That's not a W, bro.
You should not relate to that. You ought
to be ashamed of yourself.
Nah, man. The Madagascar movie. The Madagascar movies also got some hitters, bro. All three, I think it's like three. Yeah, it's three of them. B movie, Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Oh my God, the Penguins might be the most underrated Pixar DreamWorks. So, I think that movie is amazing. It's not the best, but it's underrated.
It's underrated.
Flushed Away. People forgot about Flushed Away. Flushed Away is so good,
bro. What video games need like movies for real? Because everybody, bro, I don't know what's actually getting one.
A video game they need a movie. I know Five Nights at Freddy's getting one. I don't know if they deserve it, but, like, it's just so well-known that they just, like, all right.
They're just doing it because it's a big franchise.
I'm trying to think. It's definitely some movies off the top of my head that I know deserve one. I wouldn't be surprised if we seen a Zelda movie. I'm not going to lie.
That would actually kind of work as a franchise.
Yeah, Zelda. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just Zelda is such a not complex, but, like, it's a mess of a complex story. But, like, also, like, if you pay attention, you can also, like, get it. Because it has somewhat to do with, like, time and stuff like that. But, like, it's at the end of the day, like, you can literally just watch them. I think it will go.
Hey, we talked about movies. What was we talking about? We talked about, like, this.
We were just talking.
Mostly movies.
Oh, God of War.
They getting a show.
They need a movie, man.
I'll say series is cool because series, you can tell more story. You got more time to do that. That's
nice.
That's the way Eternals need it. But hey, that's all from us from right now. We are out.
They should have got a Disney short, man.